my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life. Baby, goodbye. Baby, goodbye. There goes my life.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The special election in New York's Long Island handing Democrats another seat in the House and shaving off the razor-thin majority for Republicans further. ABC News projects Democrat Tom Suozzi will win the election to replace ousted GOP Congressman George Santos. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
Tom Suozzi's victory further narrows the GOP majority in the House. It means Speaker Mike Johnson can now afford just two Republican defections in party line votes. Democrats say the victory in the Long Island special election proves the strength of their agenda despite concerns about the president's age.
Santos was voted out over campaign ethics violations. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will not take up the Senate-passed foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Johnson says the House plans to tackle tougher U.S. border reforms alongside any foreign aid. And in Kansas City, the Chiefs are being celebrated for their Super Bowl win against the 49ers. Fans lining the streets as the team makes their parade route. This is ABC News. A dream trip is now a costly nightmare for passengers who planned for an ocean tour around the tip of South America with a stop in Antarctica. Once on board, they learned the itinerary was changing.
A Norwegian cruise was scheduled to travel around South America, then to Paradise Bay, Antarctica. But after boarding, Helen Midler says the itinerary changed.
We are not going anywhere near mainland Antarctica, which is what we paid for.
Officials say new regulations due to whales in the area force the change. Norwegian saying, while we try to maintain original itineraries as much as possible, at times modifications are made to optimize the itinerary or to accommodate certain circumstances.
ABC's Rihanna and Ali. Instead of chocolates or flowers this Valentine's Day, the more popular gift is self-care. Consumer experts say it's a growing trend, with a spa day among the most favorite. They say Valentine's Day is moving away from being only romantic relationships. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. The State Assembly passes a Republican tax cut package.
Four bills include an expansion of the state's second lowest tax bracket. Representative Terry Katzma of Oostburg.
So this is broad-based. This is middle class.
But will it be middle class enough for Governor Tony Evers to sign Majority Leader Tyler August of Lake Geneva?
He continues to say things like, oh, I want a middle class tax cut, I want a middle class tax cut. That's exactly what this package is.
The other bills exempt up to $75,000 of retirees' income and expand tax credits for married filers and for those with children. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Joined by one Democrat in each chamber, Republicans in the State Assembly and Senate passed legislative district maps drawn by the Democrat Governor Evers. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss dismissed Democrats' concerns that the move was a ploy to set up a court challenge and expressed confidence that Republicans can still win.
They are clearly drawn in a way to help Democrats, but I still think we can win because we have a better message.
Republican lawmakers were responding to an order from the liberal majority in the state Supreme Court in December to redraw the legislative districts. Evers indicated last week he would sign the maps if they were not altered by lawmakers. A health alert for students who attended a Madison high school.
The Madison School District is warning parents and students who attended Vell Phillips Memorial High School last spring that a former student had an active case of tuberculosis. The disease is highly contagious, and even though it has been several months since the student was in the building, Public Health Madison-Dane County will help parents with safety plans. Contact tracing is complete, and anyone who might have had exposure has been notified. Earlier this month, a UW-Madison student tested positive for tuberculosis, prompting campus health officials to notify more than 700 people who may have been exposed to the student. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Time is running out to order your Valentine, that special gift from the Cottage of Durand. Order your special sweetheart flowers, chocolates, plaques, or stuffed animals from the cottage today. And on Valentine's Day, it will be ready for you to pick up and take to your sweetheart. Not sure what to get? Let Missy and the staff help you create a Valentine's gift she will truly enjoy. Don't get your special someone flowers from the gas station on Valentine's Day. Order that special gift today from the Cottage, Main Street, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the mid-40s for this Valentine's Day, but Old Man Winter returns his love with breezy winds and cloudy skies and a wintry mix striking after 5. It'll flip to all snow overnight and lay down around 2 to 5 inches, and the snow could be heavy at times. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 42.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
From Valentine's Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we begin with a conversation with Ken Ferry from Crop Tech Consulting. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Annie Pastor and Ryan Bivens. And directly following the news, Margie Ickelkamp from The Scoop. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. And now, the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Lurie.
Davis, I feel really let down this year.
Oh, no.
Really
What's wrong?
Let down.
What's wrong?
I don't recall even one Valentine's Day tip from one Mr. Davis Michelson.
Well,
not
you
even,
know.
I'm lucky I remembered.
I'm lucky I remember any of these ideas myself. I'm looking through my catalog of ideas on how to make the perfect Valentine's Day for my lady. And
yeah.
I can't be just giving this away. My stack is getting thin, bro, is the thing.
You're going to have to start some sort of a consulting business out
of
this.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I can't just give it away.
You know, there is opportunity at every corner, isn't there?
There really is, if you look for it, you know?
If you look for it. Mm-hmm. If you look for it. Well, there's opportunity down here at Louisville at the 2024 National Farm Machinery Show. Welcome. We are glad to be bringing you coverage from Louisville.
It's nice you and Joe get away for Valentine's Day. You know, that's heartwarming. It's really good.
We've got dinner reservations for tonight.
I thought maybe you would.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, happy Valentine's Day to my bride. Did send her a text this morning. At least I remembered to do that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. Did she respond?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, we're in good shape then.
We're all good. Things are all good. After 35 years, things are still good.
See, you don't need my tips. You've got it figured out. 35 years.
Exactly. Can't go wrong with that. I am looking forward to today's conversations. We've got Ken Ferry coming up. We're going to find out what Ken learned from the yield plots this year or in 2023. And then the Farmer Forum, Ryan Bivens from here in Kentucky and Andy Pastor from Ontario. Andy Clean is going to be on the Farmer Forum here this morning. All right, buddy, let's get to it. What you got in the news?
Well, I'm going to start with the National Weather Service weather outlook, where quick-hitting waves of low pressure will bring a round of heavy, accumulating snowfall across the northern plains, upper Midwest, and the Great Lakes. Hello, South Bend, today and Thursday.
Next Pacific storm system will bring locally heavy rain along the west coast and heavy high elevation snowfall in the Intermountain West over the next couple of days.
Yeah, let's keep it clear here in the Midwest, though, okay? I'd like to get tomorrow afternoon, if that's at all possible.
Yeah. We'll get you back. We'll get you back.
Okay.
In other news, grocery prices increased slightly last month, according to the latest Consumer Price Index released Tuesday. The Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers increased 0.3% in January on a seasonally adjusted basis after rising 0.2% in December. Chip, over the past 12 months, the All Items Index increased 3.1%. The Food at Home Index rose 1.2% over the last year, while the index for food away from home rose 5.1% over the last year.
Affordability issues right there. Yep. You want to talk about some early talk. The early talk was on these interest rate cuts, Davis. Mm-hmm. We can be making a case that that's not going to happen for a while.
Well, USDA released the 2022 Census of Agriculture this week. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack called the results a wake-up call, particularly the number of farms and total amount of farmland across America. The secretary had this to say.
In 2017, when we did the survey, there were 2,042,220 farms. Today, the survey reports we have 1,900,487 farms. So doing a little quick math, that's 142,000 fewer farms in 5 years. The survey tells us that in 2017, we had well a little over 900 million acres of land and farming. 5 years later, we have 880 million acres. So we've lost 20 million acres.
20 million acres, Chip. That's a, that's a fair piece of dirt.
Yeah, absolutely. You take a look at the acreage report that we get every June and in the annual production summary, the row crop, the primary crop acres is around 318 to 320 million. That hasn't really changed that much. But when you include all the rangeland that's out there that we're losing on an annual basis, yeah, I can imagine that we've lost 20 million over 5 years.
Well, Chip, House Republicans voted by the narrowest possible margin to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Mayorkas becomes the second cabinet member in U.S. history and the first in almost 150 years to be impeached. There is, however, little chance the Democrat-led Senate will follow suit. The Biden administration is reportedly contemplating measures to restrict imports of Chinese smart cars and related components beyond tariffs, focusing on data security concerns. These measures would encompass electric vehicles and parts originating from China, irrespective of their final assembly location, to prevent circumvention through third countries like Mexico. A carbon border tax in the U.S. is under discussion as trade partners, including the EU, are moving forward with a similar measure. And finally, the United States potato production is estimated at 441 million hundredweight. That's up 10% from last year, Chip. There will be tots in 2024.
Good to know. Good to know. And let's watch that carbon border tax. We need to have a few more conversations about that here on AgriTalk. All right. Thanks, Dennis.
You bet.
Let's bring in Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. How are you this morning, Margie?
Hey, Chip, doing well. As a former machinery editor, I have spent many a Valentine's Day in Louisville. So I wish you guys a very successful National Farm Machinery Show.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Talk to me about The Scoop's new product of the year.
Yeah, so this is an annual contest we do. It's Reader's Choice. So we have 10 finalists, and then our audience goes online and picks their top choice for new product of the year. Now, this year's winner was BioWake from AmVac. And this product fits into a category you and I talked about 2 weeks ago. And that is those in the planter box at the time of planting applications that provide either micronutrients or biological active ingredients. AmVac's BioWake is a biological. It has formulations for both corn and soybeans. And what is another interesting trend to watch is this is a new product of the year now for 2 years in a row where the marketing team really said the success of the launch was because of their partnership with the Ag Retail Network. So last year's winner from Bayer, they said the same thing. They had a significant demo acres Amvax BioWake also did more than 100,000 acres in its launch demo program. Sales for last year were over 300,000 acres, and this year they're expected to exceed 1 million acres. Wow. Additionally, Amvax is building out its BioWake portfolio with BioWake Cotton, in addition to BioWake Prime, which is an EPA-labeled bio-insecticide focusing on corn rootworm. So more to come in this product category, as well as more to come from this product portfolio.
Yeah, I guess it's no surprise that it's related to a biological, is it? I mean, that has been a buzz category for all of 2023. Thanks, Margie.
Thank you, Chip.
You bet. Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop, coming up next. We've got a conversation with Ken Ferry, Crop Protect Consulting, and the Farm Journal Agronomist right here on AgriTalk.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us. We are in Louisville, Kentucky at the 2024 National Farm Machinery Show. And this has kind of become an annual conversation for us, Ken. Ken Ferry, Crop Tech Consulting and Farm Journal Agronomist, sitting right across the table from me right now. Ken, it's good to see you. All right. We got a chance to talk a couple of times this year, but we haven't talked, I don't believe, since you harvested all the plots. What did you learn from the plot work this year?
Well, this is a good teaching year on when it comes to plots. We do replicated trials within the field, and then we also replicate those plots across districts or areas. So this year, as you look at the plot data, there's a big difference between for instance, April planted corn and May planted corn.
Okay.
Because we had the ninth driest June in Illinois on record. And as a rule of thumb right now, our May corn is considerably out yielding our April corn.
Wow.
And if you planted in April and you planted 109 and 115 day hybrid in the field, there's a pretty good chance the 115 is going to be substantially better than the 109. But if you plant it out into the second week of May, that 109 looks pretty good. So it's when the rains came in August, were you still filling or were you finished?
Right.
And you have to read that into all these plots. So we have, for instance, starter fertilizer plots on the corn planter where we sure. had good visual differences, good moisture differences, but due to their planting date, every replication that you put fertilizer on went backwards because that corn finished 10 days, 2 weeks ahead of normal, which is right. what starter does. It moves it ahead, but it missed out on the rain to fill it.
Yeah.
And then the check. So then those plots planted in May have real strong responses. So it, it takes a little interpretation this year, but
have you ever seen a year with this many, you know, unique variables between the plots?
Probably not so much, meaning
yeah.
that you could have the same hybrid planted a month later and do 30 bushel better. You know, that the combination doesn't hold. Of course, with the driest June on record, it takes away some of the advantage a fungicide would have because you right. take away the diseases. So as you're looking through there and you're not seeing some of the strong fungicide response trials, you realize we just didn't have that part of the triangle put together. Row spacing, you know, where we look at early planted beans and looking at the sure. importance of 30-inch rows versus 15. And up until the last 4 or 5 years, we'd say that row spacing kind of fades a little bit in our end of March, early April beans. This year, though, it's going to be the other way around. The narrow beans are going to still hold their premium in early planting because we couldn't close those rows in
okay. June.
You know, and you start to see other characteristics like your narrow row beans need to be narrow rowed, and your bush beans, they can stay a little bit wider, and that shows up this year. So it kind of brings you back to some of the fundamentals we've always knew, but it took, you know, 6 weeks of no rain to make, yeah. to make it show up.
Yeah. One of the things that I've always appreciated about your work is that at the end of the year, when you get the results and you can look back and you know exactly what happened in all those plots, you can usually pinpoint what caused that yield variation as time went on. Did you run into any surprises this year that made you go, I don't know how to explain that?
We ran into some soybean plots
okay.
that went backwards in yield with tillage. So tillage in soybeans have been hard to make tillage pay in a soybean.
Mm-hmm.
We may get a yield response, but by the time you pay for that tillage, you lose it. So it's been back and forth. But we had replicated trials this year where we took high-speed disking and went at different angles across that field. And the more aggressive we got with that tillage, the more it dinged the yield. Haven't seen that. Didn't expect it. Didn't see it visually, per se. But it definitely was there at the scale cart that we were dry enough in June that we even tapped some of those beans. Now, I say that. The beans were still good, right? They were yeah. still 70-plus bushel beans. But they didn't like it, you know, to be run out of water
yeah.
in that window where they're trying to put some good vegetative growth on as well as a reproductive part.
Yeah, yeah. That 2 week period in there with the heat that, and it was really, I shouldn't say it was the only heat that we got of the summer, but it was one of just a couple of really hot periods that came in June. It hurt those beans more than what guys figured, correct?
Yeah, in some areas. On top of it, in Illinois, though, what kept it from really getting ugly,
yeah,
I believe, was smoke.
Yep.
The smoke backed us up from our ET rates. Otherwise, I think we were headed for 2012
okay.
Because we just didn't have the water, and our ET rates should have been higher, but that miserable 2.5 weeks of smoke in there for everybody. I think it did quite a bit to actually salvage our crop. Now, if it would have hung on into July and August during pod and grain fill, it would have got brutal then.
Right.
But without the smoke, I think we were so close to burning that crop up that we would have went ahead and caused a lot of damage.
Man, it was such a weird summer when that smoke started to roll in. Now, you're talking about
Evapotranspiration.
Evapotranspiration rates, right. What the question that I keep getting, Ken, is what about the extra carbon that was in the air? Did that help?
We could say it probably didn't hurt on a basis that, you know, soybeans especially, which is a C3 crop, the more CO2 in the air, the happier they are.
Yeah.
95% of the plants on Earth are C3, so the plants probably didn't have any problem with it. What it did for carbon sequestering is probably we probably burned off more carbon than we've stored in 15 years. You know, so we probably went backwards in a big move from that scenario. But again, you know, going back to how big an effect that would have on bushels, probably its ability to, of course, sunlight is diffused through smoke, so that helps the canopy use it deeper in the canopy, so that's a plus. But typically when you pull the ET rate down, you pull yields down, the higher the ET rate, the higher the yield, unless you can't meet it with a water supply, then you burn the crop up. And that's what happens in things like 2012. So I think the plus side is probably more due to keeping us moderate when we could have burnt up. I don't know if we could ever come up with a value of what the actual CO2 is worth.
Yeah. Be difficult. Okay. So you're looking forward to 2024. What are some of the plans, some of the changes that you have for 2024?
Well, you know, we continue to look deep at hybrid selection and hybrid characteristics in corn. Now we're moving that also back into the soybean side. So looking for plant characteristics in the soybean area and how that is maybe going to affect how you position your soybeans in the field. And we're talking about leaf structure as in a bushy or narrow row plant, looking at populations, of course, continue to look at early planting, but not all beans are created equal either. So we'll be looking in there. Probably a lot of what we'll be looking at is where we can find deficiencies. So with these markets, everybody's trying to figure out, you know, where can I be the most efficient? You can throw the kitchen sink at it when you got $7 corn, but with these prices, it's how efficient can we get with everything that's going out
there? Yeah. Yeah. You know, on soybeans, I think guys kind of thought, well, the planting date issue and getting the beans planted as early as what makes sense, help them gain some yield potential. But there's still a lot of areas that just kind of feel like they're sitting with a go nowhere bean yield, right?
Yeah. In certain areas in certain soils as well that they're not gaining as well. Overall, even this year with all everything we threw at it, no doubt our early planted beans were our better beans, where the early planted corn wasn't the case.
You know?
So the environment's being set up now in Illinois, you know, with this weather pattern that I'm sure we're going to see March planted beans, and they'd love to plant them in March if they could get away with it. But we've had been about 4 years where we couldn't do it. And I think guys will be taken after it if this weather pattern doesn't change.
Holy smokes, March planted beans. Okay, ma'am, we're almost out of time. What's the coolest thing about National Farm Machinery Show for you?
Well, we just got here. Haven't got through the show much, but it's neat to be able to talk with all our plot sponsors and give them the data from our trials from this year, and then hopefully find more plot sponsors that want to get involved and be part of the Farm Journal plot program. So that's kind of my job here today is meet and greet and look for anybody new on the block that would like to get into the program and participate with the plots.
Yeah. Biologicals, a big part of the plan for 24?
Yeah, they're almost a big part every year because our job is to help answer farmers' questions. So,
and there's a lot of questions.
There's a lot of questions. And a lot of the industry has moved into that department. So, you know, there's a jug coming in the door every day for something to try. So we try to incorporate it into our foliar feeds, into our planter plots and stuff like that. Try to, you know, the bigger challenge is try to get repetitiveness, put it out in three or four farms in different areas, that type of thing, to see if it's going to repeat itself this year, or if it's going to repeat year after year.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Good stuff, Ken. It's great to see you, man.
You bet. Glad to be here.
All right. That is Ken Ferry, Crop Tech Consulting and the Farm Journal Agronomist. All right, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for the Farmer Forum. We've got Ryan Bivens from Kentucky and Andy Pastor from Ontario coming up next from the National Farm Machinery Show. This is AgriTalk.
When we told growers that Bayer Premium Trivolt herbicide for corn delivers visibly clean fields for up to 8 weeks, they were a bit skeptical.
We'll see how it works.
So we decided to prove it. We set up cameras in multiple cornfields, treated them with Trivolt, and filmed for 24 hours a day. For 8 weeks, we saw a variety of weather conditions, and Trivolt worked. See for yourself at TrivoltInAction.com. Trivolt is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. March milk down 38 to 1705. April down 36 to 1731. May down 22 to 1770. June down 15 at 1807. Live cattle markets moving sharply lower after the consumer price index showed hotter inflation. Feeder cattle also lower due to that CPI report. And also the fact that interest rates won't likely be reduced anytime soon isn't sitting well with cattlemen or traders today. Hog markets moving sharply higher, a little bit overdone, even though the pork cutout values were lower once again. The market, though, might be anticipating a strong export demand report tomorrow. February live cattle down $1.50 to $182.25. March feeder cattle down $3.47 to $244.52. February hogs up 87 cents to $75.10. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower today as the markets are taking a risk-off type of trade today, selling all of the ag commodities on the grain side. Again, some of that due to that CPI report. New crop corn down 7 now to 462 and 3 quarters. New crop beans down 9 to 1156 and a quarter. March soybean meal down 30 cents to 344.50. March soybean oil down 99 cents to 46.31. Chicago wheat marched down 16 and a half to 581. Minneapolis wheat marched down 10 and a quarter. Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are live in Louisville, Kentucky at the 2024 National Farm Machinery Show, and it is time for our Farmer Forum. And this has turned into an annual event for us. Ryan Bivens here in Kentucky. How you doing, Ryan?
Doing great, Chip. Glad to have you all back and honored to be here on the show with you today. It's always great to be right here in my backyard and have you all here with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talk about it. We say it's the most wonderful time of the year when it's Farm Show Week.
I'll bet it is. What does What does the farm machinery show on the tractor pull? What does it mean to the state?
Well, it's a huge thing. And I told Andy here right before, we take it for granted because it's right here in our backyard.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at 1.2 million square foot under roof, you know, temperature controlled building space of the latest and greatest in agriculture. And then on top of that, we often refer to it as the Super Bowl of truck and tractor pulling. Yeah. Because what a lot of people don't understand with the truck and tractor pull, it's an invitation only pull. So pullers have to apply to be here. And then the selection process, they turn in a resume. So we literally have the best of the best. They come to Louisville and they all are excited for the red dirt, the history here. So the red dirt, you know, I think it's the 55th or 56th championship tractor pull. It's the same red dirt that has been used forever. It goes once it's over, they take it out of Freedom Hall. They go store it in a building across the way over here, and it's kept there until next year's time for the pulling.
Shut up.
It is. So, and it's a red Central Kentucky clay. It bites hard. Any pullers that know, of course, you're looking at a 240-foot track. So it's that pan's going to drop quick on the sled. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a different animal. Those, you can usually tell the new pullers in Louisville because they're not experienced to it, but the veteran ones, they figure it out and they know how to do it. And, you know, the whole goal is you want to put on a heck of a show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is a heck of a show. There's no doubt.
It absolutely is. The staff does a great job here handling this show and the pull committee doing the pull. It's a, like I say, it's a well-tuned machine.
Yeah. Certainly is. Andy Pastore, up in Ontario. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing great, Chip.
Good.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, this is a huge honor for me because I'm a huge fan of this show. And I was like, man, you know, when you got a hold of me, I was like, yeah, let's do it. So, yeah.
You've been on before, but it has been years.
Yeah.
Wow. It has been years.
Yeah. Are you sure?
I am sure. I looked it up and it's been 8 years.
Okay. I can't even remember what I did yesterday. So
there has been so much that has happened in your life that we're going to talk about.
Okay, perfect.
That has happened in the last 8 years. We're going to get to it, dude.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, tell me about the Ontario growing. We just talked with Ken Ferry, and there's still some results from 2023 that have got people going, I have no idea how that happened.
Yeah, well, it's the smoke, right? And that's what everybody's saying, right? Yeah. Because we had the same issue as everybody else where it was super dry early on, mm-hmm. right? Where, you know, we didn't get our first good rain until like the July 1st weekend.
Right.
And from what I'm thinking is one, the smoke just kind of kept everything from not, you know, being bone
burnt
dry.
Up.
Right.
Yep.
So, and two is I think the sulfur from the smoke might have had something to play in it too, right? Mm-hmm. Or the carbon. I don't know.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. Yeah. Cause our corn yield was the best we've ever had. But once it started raining, it didn't stop for us,
okay.
which is good because we're on pretty sandy soil. So we need an inch a week, but it didn't turn off. But the beans got a lot of white mold in them.
Okay.
Even though we sprayed, but you know, it was just the weather conditions where, you know, it just stayed damp.
Yeah.
Right. So, but the corn crop, man. That was a good one.
Corn crop, basically what you did was you rushed it up to pollination mm-hmm. and then you started to water it once it pollinated.
Yeah. And well, we're on pretty
sandy. It's like the recipe.
Yeah. We're on sandy soil. So the thing is, you know, we've seen it where if you get like an inch of rain right at pollination or something like that, you know, it is night and day what mm-hmm. that corn can do. Right. Yep. Even if it's super dry, like, you know how short I am.
Yeah,
I've had corn shorter than me, you know, yielding pretty good big numbers, right? Yeah. So, and just rain at the right time. So,
Yeah. Okay. You've mentioned the sandy soil a couple of times. Tell us about where it is that you farm, because you farm right up to the shorelines, right?
Oh, yeah. So we're in Norfolk County. So we're about a half an hour south of Tilsonburg, Ontario. So that's about two and a half hours east of Detroit. So our farm right across Rhodes Lake Erie, if you drew a line straight across, that would be Ashtabula, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we are in the sand plains of Norfolk County. So there's a lot of vegetables grown, cash crops, corn and beans, right? Not much livestock, but you name it, we grow it. So, and it's just all based on the soil type.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Ryan, the growing season that you had, Well, tell us about it.
Well, we started off just great planting.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't ask for better planting conditions. Started to get a little dry. And, of course, we double crop a lot here in Central Kentucky. So when you we started wheat harvest. It never fails. We're going to catch a rain during wheat harvest. You know, we want it to be dry because we're in there trying to rush to get double crop beans planted. From the day we started harvesting wheat to the day we finished, we had somewhere between 12 to 15 inches of rain. So we mudded a lot of double crop beans in just because we were up against calendar at that point. Once that happened, we started about the middle of August turning dry again. But we had these fogs that would not lift until 10 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. I mean, stuff was dripping wet. And I really thought we were probably going to, you know, I thought we had a good crop, but didn't think it was going to be that good. And we beat, 22 was a record for us on corn.
Mm-hmm.
And we beat that by 7 bushels acre across the board. I mean, it's just unbelievable crop this time.
Okay. So what did you learn from 2023 that you are going to put into play for 2024? Are you going to do anything differently?
Well, we always try to do a little bit different, just, you know, to tweak our program, whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I feel pretty confident with the program we've got in place. It's doing well for us, you know, covering a lot of acres in our mind and pulling out very good yields. I think the biggest lesson, I think I told you this last year about this time, we learned it in 22, was never give up on a crop.
Yeah,
you know, it's amazing how resilient these crops are. And, you know, I'll tell you an example. We were harvesting double crop beans, planted July 10th, which is way past the date we should be planting beans, just trying to get beans in the ground. Literally, when you pick the planter up in the field and turn, mud falling off the planter. I mean, it is muddy.
Yeah.
We get there with the combines, and these beans aren't knee high, but they are packed full of beans. And I mean, we're running 70 bushel beans. Unheard of.
Unbelievable.
Should not be able to do it. And we can't explain it. You know, it's just, but like I say, I think the crops, we got to give the technology credit.
Yeah.
Stuff is certainly resilient. And I think it's also the way we farm nowadays. You know, we've certainly turned things around.
Sure.
You know, we've listened. It's amazing to me that what's happened in the last 20 years. It's kind of scary to think where we're going to be 20 years from now.
Right. Right. Yeah. Good stuff. What about you? You going to do anything different in 2024?
Well, so, yeah, our program is pretty down to where, you know, the only difference that we have is when it rains or not. So our program is pretty good. And yeah, it's basically all the luck of when the rains come. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. But like he was saying, you know, we're always doing something better, something different. And yeah, my brother's a Pioneer dealer. We see the varieties and the hybrids coming out, right? Where the technology is, man, you know, these crops can go through a lot of stuff and still produce a pretty good yield. So yeah.
Does that make you feel like you need to work some bulletproof on the yields into your marketing plans, Andy?
I don't know.
You still got to stay conservative and realize
I do because things
could happen.
Yeah, because we can go from a drought or from good conditions to a drought in a week where we are.
Yeah.
Right. So we still got to be kind of conservative, make sure, you know, we have something covered. Right. Where, and you don't want to, I don't want to go over contract and stuff either. Right. Right? So we kind of got to be careful. So yeah, but
does it play into your mind, Ryan?
Well, it does. And I tell people all the time, you know, Chip, I've shared with you before, first generation farmer.
Yeah.
I remember when I started out buying crop insurance.
Yeah.
I had to take the county T yield. It was 79 bushels on corn. You know, that doesn't cover much today when you start buying a percentage of that. And, you know, so yes, it plays in my mind. But at the same time, you know, I think we're starting to build that proven history. And I don't know. It's I agree with Andy. You know, it's depending on what that weather does. But at the same time, I think we're starting to figure out that, you know, weather patterns – I don't want to mention that climate word because I don't agree with that. But obviously, you know, with shifts in the planets and the axis and all that stuff, it's, you know, weather patterns are changing, I think. And that's just normal. Everything goes through cyclical changes. Yeah.
There you go.
So, like you said, you know, it was February. I just washed one of my combines last week.
You were washing a combine?
Yeah, outside. And
unbelievable.
I could have done it in a t-shirt or I could have took my shirt off and got a tan, but nobody wants to see that. But, but, you know, and actually, I raked my yard. That was probably a couple weeks ago on a Sunday because it was so nice outside. And it's February in Canada. That's not normal.
No.
But I look back, and the last time I did that was in 2016. So I'm going to have to go back and look at what my yields were that year.
Right.
See if there's a correlation.
Right. Yeah. Right now, what I'm hearing is guys in Iowa are thinking that this is feeling like early 2012. And the reason, and Ken said it earlier too, that guys are looking forward to planting beans in March this year.
Yeah.
In central Illinois.
Yeah. Well, I've also seen it though, where It's winter ends up showing up sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't looked at the long-term patterns, right? But I, you know, typically winter does show up.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it'll be snowing in April. And
well, the old saying we always heard was if March comes in like a lamb, it goes out like a lion. Yeah. Or if it comes in like a lion, yeah, it goes out, yeah, like a lamb, you know. So I think we still got winter. You know, we had 70 degree temperatures here in central Kentucky, which it's even crazier for you all to have that kind of weather,
yeah,
further north of us. But I've told everybody we're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Winter,
yeah.
Winter's not over yet.
Yeah, no.
10 days where it got cold, and it was, yep, it was legitimately,
oh, yeah,
cold.
Yeah.
But was that all we're going to get?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously?
I don't know, because I was out in Manitoba when it got cold like that. Oh, yeah. The music's come on.
Yeah.
But man, was it cold.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Heck, my dad-in-law has already seen Robins in eastern Iowa.
Yeah.
They're about 3 weeks, maybe even 4 weeks early. We are having a farmer forum with Ryan Bivens from Kentucky, Andy Pastor from Ontario. We got to talk about IndiClean. That's coming up next.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maracas, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gaines scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent maracas smell amazing. You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gaines scent beads. Try Gaines scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Can't sleep with this cold.
Honey.
Honey?
Honey. You need NyQuil Severe Honey.
NyQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste.
Feeling better, honey? Honey? I'll take that as a yes.
Try NyQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu symptom relief. NyQuil Severe with honey flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever. Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold. Medicine.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. Growing up in Oklahoma, I had big dreams of becoming a successful country music singer. But I also knew the odds were against me and that I needed an education to fall back on. Studying never got in the way of my dreams. In fact, school gave me lots of opportunities I wouldn't have had otherwise with my career. Please stay in school and try your best. You never know where a good education might take you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh.
Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Go outside, I wanna be.
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are live from Louisville, Kentucky, the National Farm Machinery Show. Got the Farmer Forum going with Ryan Bivens from Kentucky and Andy Pastor from Ontario. Ryan, you play an active role in things that happen here at the Exposition Center. When you show up to the National Farm Machinery Show, what are you looking for?
I don't know. It's maybe it's coming with age. I told somebody the other day, and they was like, well, what's your one thing you're looking for?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a sign I've bought too much in the past if I don't have a wish list anymore, or maybe I'm just broke or whatever. Yeah. But I don't know. It's I'll tell you the thing about Farm Show. It's just like running into you. You know, that's the one time a year. It's a big family reunion with agriculture.
Yeah.
You run into people you meet, and this is the one time a year you see them. Of course, I'm catching a lot of grief this year, Chip, so I always like to make your eyes open big when I tell you something. So I filed to run for public office.
Okay.
I'm actually going to run for in state rep race right now in the state of Kentucky.
Outstanding.
We had a house seat open up, so it's about time to put a farmer back in the legislature. So I'm throwing my hat in that. So all my friends this time, they're all giving me heck about being a politician now and all that stuff. Of course, I'm telling them, I said, well, put your money where your mouth is.
Right.
We're accepting contributions right now. So anyway, but
yeah, accepting contributions. Well, good for you, man.
Appreciate that.
That is seeing a need for something to get done and raising your hand.
It is. You know, I had my first taste of state government when I served on the board here. Mm-hmm. Of course, when the administration changes, that was a gubernatorial appointment. And I was on the wrong side of the governor, and those things happen. And, you know, he invited me to go home. So that's what I did. And, you know, I've stayed involved, active, and had a really good state rep. And he had an opportunity to move up in another position. He called me about it. He said, I wish you'd consider it. And, you know, if this happens, we've got a lot of great support in agriculture in the state of Kentucky when it comes to legislature, but there's not one full-time farmer serving.
Really?
So, you know, I think it's something that's needed. I tell people all the time, if I'm going into battle, I want a group of farmers with me because they're the smartest, best thinkers there are.
Well, and that's like, you see what's going on up in Canada and stuff like that with politics and basically everywhere where there's nobody from a farm background in the government, really. So, you know, like our voice isn't being heard and some of these policies and, you know, mandates coming down on us. What is going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's great to see a farmer jump back in. I wish we had some more in Canada that would do that too, right? So,
I hope it sparks more interest in Kentucky.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Good for you. Andy, like I said, since last time you were on, there's been a lot of change in your life. This Andy Clean, how did you get here with this?
This is something I never imagined doing, right? But you know how it started where, you know, I just like keeping my equipment clean. I just started posting pictures on Twitter. My buddy Robert Reese from Michigan hashtagged one of my photos, Andy Clean. And it just kind of stuck from there. John Deere jumped on board with the stickers and everything. Yep. And I had a lot of people ask me, hey, what kind of soap are you using? So I said, hey, you know, maybe we need to make our own soap.
Yeah.
And I just seen the opportunity where, and this is totally out of my comfort zone doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But man, like.
So what is the current status of Andy Clean soap?
So it's got a part number in John Deere.
Okay.
This is actually our third year doing the Andy Clean Soap. The first year I started just direct selling it to John Deere dealers mm-hmm. because I didn't want it to be a full-time job because I'm a farmer.
Right.
Right. I'm doing this to help the farm out and, you know, but yeah, so it's just direct selling it to the dealers, the ones that knew me from Twitter. And then that basically that summer, John Deere, or the parts guys at John Deere came to me, mm-hmm. their supplier who takes care of all their cleaning supplies and everything, and said, hey, you know, what do you think about making this a part number? Right. Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, so this is going to be basically my second this weekend. Like we debuted it in John Deere mm-hmm. last year right. in the right. at the show here, right? Yeah. So something I never in a million years thought I'd be doing, but it's really the people that I get to meet from it that because when we go somewhere, you know, I've got every person that I've mailed a sticker out to, I've got their address, so mm-hmm. I know where they live. Not that I'm a creep in them or anything, but I'm like, hey. Are you going to be around? I'm going to be in your area. We wouldn't mind stopping by and meeting you.
Right.
You know, and yeah, so on the way home.
In their panic.
Well,
I've got to clean the combine. You're getting
but the thing is, and I get that too, right? Where my farm, you know, yeah, we keep stuff clean, but it's hard because it's a farm. And I got my dad over there.
You use things?
Yeah, we use things. So it gets dirty where, you know, but I tell guys, I said, listen, I'm just, you know, I'm not, I am a clean freak, but, you know, I'm still normal, right? But I have been to some farms where I'm like, oh my God, they'd make me look like a fraud, right? With how clean everything is. That's where one of the farms where we tested our soap originally.
Yeah.
Up in Woodstock, Ontario, the Mindlers, Faircrest Farms. And you'd want to take your boots off when you go in their shop. That's how clean it was.
Oh my goodness.
It was unreal. Something that blew my, it was like my heaven when I walked in there. I was like, this is amazing. You know,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do a little product testing for you this year too.
There we go.
Yep. We'll get it on the pontoon and see how well it works.
That's right. Yeah. We've got people, you can wash anything with the soap, right?
Yep.
So it's not just meant for farm equipment. So yeah, we have people washing boats. We got a lot of fire departments, volunteer firefighters using it. Yeah. It's really cool. And
it's
the people who built the brand because it wasn't just me. It was everybody on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's how it got going. Those are the guys who, whenever I talk about Andy Clean, I say we.
Yeah.
Because without those people, I would have never been able to do what we've been able to do. So, yeah.
Andy, I'm telling you, it is one of the coolest stories that I've seen come out of social media ever. I mean, ever. It's, you know, you see all the hate that happens out there on social media, and then you see a story like this, and it just gives you hope.
Yeah.
That good things can still come out of this.
Well, and all the people involved with Andy Clean, every person that I've met from this, greatest people you'll ever meet. Yeah. Right? So they inspire me to, you know, be a better person and do good things. And
pass it along.
Yeah, exactly.
You do.
I'll try.
You absolutely do. Great conversation, you guys. Good luck this fall,
Ryan. Appreciate it.
Man, keep us up to speed on what's going on.
We absolutely will.
Can I move to Kentucky and vote for
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. We'd love to have you.
There we go.
You know, if you were in Illinois, you wouldn't have to move to Illinois to vote for me.
There we go.
Mail in a ballot.
Yeah, I'll mail one in Canada.
So much for that. It's Ryan Bivens from Kentucky, Andy Pastore up in Ontario. Come back this afternoon. We're going to be over at the Great Plains booth. Conversation with Matt Bennett from agmarket.net right here on AgriTalk.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers: progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender.
Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax.